from the Huntington Bank Studio. This is Colts Up Close.
Thanks for joining us. It's time for another edition of Colts Up Close with Jim Sorgi. I'm Matt Taylor. Happy weekend to you at home. Happy weekend to you, Jimbo.
Happy weekend to you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Was any basketball this weekend?
Absolutely. The hoop season, the regionals in town. What's not to love about downtown right now?
The Colts and basketball, NCAA hoops right now. It's what I got going on.
Absolutely. As the NFL owners meetings concluded this week down in Orlando, and some newsworthy topics came out, some rules changes, and the most intriguing one is in the first two games of the preseason, the NFL is going to move the point after touchdown, the extra point, back to the 20-yard line.
Right.
So they'll snap the ball from the 20, making it about a 37, 38-yard field goal try, essentially, on an extra point. You like it?
If there was ever a time to try something new to see if it would work in the game, make the game more competitive, more exciting, it's in the preseason. So, hey, let's give it a try. I think it's the right time to do it. I don't think it'll change anytime soon. I think it'll go. They'll see how what transpires in the first 2 weeks of preseason, mull it over during the season, and then if something happens, maybe next season or the season after. But do I like it? I like the extra point where it's at right now. To be perfectly honest with you, will a game make the game a little more exciting, intriguing to watch? You score a touchdown, less than 10 seconds left to put you down one. It's not a gimme anymore. It's a 37, 38 yard field goal that, you know, you need a kicker with ice in his veins that can pop that every time. So it'll definitely make the percentages of extra points missed go down. I'm interested to see what happens, how it plays out, but you know, they're trying to evolve the game, and I like that, but I don't know if this is the way to do it.
All right, we've been talking in previous shows about the Colts, where they stand right now in terms of the better teams in the AFC, and I think we can all agree that the Colts are amongst the elite in the AFC right now as free agency goes. But there's been a lot of chatter going on with the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots based on the players that they have signed, big-name guys. Now, the Colts signed some quality talent, but they didn't make the splash. They didn't bring in the big names like New England and Denver did. And Ryan Grigson said that he's okay with that. He's not going to let anybody deviate him from his plan. What do you make of that?
Well, I didn't think we needed to sign a big splash player in free agency. We just need to fill some holes of players missed, players leaving, before the draft. And I think we'll do a little bit more of that in the draft, fill holes. You look at the players that the Patriots and the Broncos signed, a lot of defensive backs, Darrell Revis, Brandon Browner, Aqib Talib. I think T.J. Ward was a safety that the Broncos picked up. We have great receivers on this team to kind of counteract what they're doing. It's not they're doing something. They're trying to do something to catch up with us. We're not trying to catch up with them. So it's one of those things where I don't think we need to match up with them, what they do in free agency, what we do in free agency. We're not trying to catch anybody. We're there. We're just trying to get better and have more of a complete team. And I think that's what Ryan Grigson's not trying to do.
Are you surprised teams didn't pounce on Maurice Jones-Drew right away in free agency?
You know, there's a lot of tread on those tires. You know, he's a small body guy, small stature guy, 5'7", 210 pounds. He's completed 8 seasons in the NFL. He's taken a little bit of a beating. So it's one of those things where he's battled some injuries the last couple of years. He's had a lot of carries the last couple of years when he has played. So it's one of those things. I don't think teams were going to jump on him to be a starter. Now, I can see him be a role player, maybe catch some balls out of the backfield. He's really good at doing that. So I think he can be a role player with a starting back on whatever team he goes to. But I am not surprised that they jumped on him. He's 29 years old. And that's kind of the mark for backs in the league where you start to see a little bit of a decline. Can he still play football? Obviously, but I don't think teams are going to be jumping on him, and they really haven't been.
Maurice Jones-Drew taken 60th overall in the 2006 NFL draft. It seems like eons ago, but I think MJD can still help a team out there. Speaking of the draft, Huntington Bank and the Indianapolis Colts are teaming up once again to give one lucky Colts fan an opportunity to announce our fifth-round pick at the 2014 draft. You could be at the Colts table in Radio City Music Hall announcing the pick on May 10th. Airfare and hotel accommodations are also provided for you and a guest. Here's what you have to do. It's real easy. Simply go to Colts.com/Huntington and register to win. You must be 18 years or older and a legal resident of Indiana to be eligible. You can see a full list of rules online at Colts.com/Huntington. Again, our good friends in Huntington the official bank of the Colts. They put this together for you, and we're very excited about giving our fans one opportunity to win this amazing prize at the draft. Go to Colts.com/Huntington. Register to win today. After the break, we'll continue our Colts breakdown and welcome in Colts tight end Kobe Fleener, and we'll find out what he's been up to this offseason. Stick with us through the break. This is Colts Up Close here on Wish TV.
From the Huntington Bank Studio, this is Colts Up Close.
Andrew will go under center. He'll take the snap, drop, quick throw, throws in the flat. Kobe Fleener, touchdown! Kobe Fleener! And the Colts are up now by the score of 25-14 with the extra point to come.
Thanks for sticking around during the break. It was worth your wait because we're joined in studio now by Colts tight end Kobe Fleener. And Kobe, before we get into this football stuff, let's talk about the things that are really important. That's your Twitter handle. I know you're really big into social media. You've got 40,000 Twitter followers. I can only dream to be that popular. What's it like to be that active on social media? I know you enjoy it a great deal.
I do have fun with it. I think it's a great opportunity to kind of interact with fans. A lot of what we do is kind of separated from the outside world. You know, we're out on the field and it's kind of us against the world. And so for us to be able to interact with the people that really support us and allow us to have our jobs is really exciting for me.
Does your phone just beep and buzz all day, people wanting to interact with you?
No. I keep it always on vibrate, especially during meetings and stuff like that, so I don't get in trouble with the coaches.
Well, I know last year you were soliciting touchdown dance moves. Tell us how that went, and what was like the craziest, weirdest thing anybody proposed to you?
I don't know. I'm sure there were some really interesting things that we kind of ignored along the way, but a guy and his brother sent in a YouTube video of them doing some really creative dances, one of which being the jackhammer.
You busted that one out, right?
So I ended up using that and sent in the gloves that I caught the touchdown with to each of the two brothers.
Very cool. Well, you realize they just outlawed the dunk through the goalpost, right? So don't do that.
Yeah, so that's off the table.
So here's one for you. Have you seen the movie Hoosiers?
Yes, but a long time ago.
Well, do the ollie. Stand about 15 feet back of the crossbar and do the ollie. Granny shoot it through the goalpost. There's one for
you. Not a bad idea.
Everybody in Knightstown will flip.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so let's get to football now. Coming off a fantastic year, your second year with the Colts, you doubled your receiving yards, doubled your catches, doubled your touchdowns. What did that year do for you as far as confidence moving forward?
It kind of allowed me to really prove to myself that, I can play in the NFL. I think that's a struggle that a lot of guys have coming into the league. It's a whole new level of play, and you're playing against the best in the world. So to be able to have a little bit of success is exciting and motivating.
And you're going to have a big playmaker joining the Colts this year with Akeem Nix, who signed a couple weeks ago. When you heard about the Nix signing, what did you think initially?
I think it's awesome. Anytime we can add a weapon like him to our offense, it's great for the team, it's great for our offense, it's great for our quarterback. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, Coach Pagano, down in the owners' meetings this week, he kind of joked that the Colts almost now have too many weapons. They have too many playmakers. I guess that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to – we'll see how camp shakes out, and hopefully that we can get all those guys on the field at once and just kind of have fun with it.
I had Dwayne Allen on the radio show, The Last Word, our Colts offseason radio show, and he talked about how he's feeling right now. He's back to 100% in his mind. And when you think about that, how much does that excite you to have him back on the field with you? Because we really haven't seen that so far in your first 2 years with the Colts.
Yeah, it's huge, to be able to kind of present a defense with the struggle of, are the Colts going to run the ball? Are the Colts going to pass the ball? Having two tight ends on the field kind of makes them question that.
Well, a very productive second year in the NFL for you. I know you gained some valuable experience. You have a journalism background, so you spent some time at the Super Bowl in New York covering the big game, writing and shooting some video stuff for MMQB.com and Sports Illustrated. What was that like?
It was a really neat experience, eye-opening. I guess I never really saw it from a reporter's perspective, so that for me was a new thing to go through. And, I think those guys deserve a little bit more credit than they get.
Because, right? It's hard.
Not the TV guys. No, it's one of those things where it's difficult to really keep a conversation going and get the questions in that you want to get answered. So I would say that they don't get enough credit.
Yeah, well, when you're at the Super Bowl covering it, obviously it's not the same playing in a big game as a player. So when you were there, did you get the itch to work hard and make that a motivation factor to get back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. Being down on the field after the game, it was kind of an awe-inspiring sight to see the confetti coming down and just the elation of the winning team. It's definitely something that I think I would want for myself and my teammates.
All right, well, getting back to football here as we close things out with you. You know, last year you had to refamiliarize yourself with Pep Hamilton's offense. Obviously, you knew it very well dating back to your days at Stanford. Your first year, you had to come in, learn a whole new offense under Bruce Arians, which is very complex. How nice is it going to be this offseason to basically not have to study anymore? You're going to go into this 2014 season knowing what the offense is all about.
Well, I think it'll be huge for us as a team. Since I've been here, it's been a new offense every year. So for the guys like myself, T.Y., Dwayne, Reggie, all to have a year under their belts is just a huge boon for the Colts offense. So I think we're all really excited to go into this offseason training period with a better understanding of the offense, and hopefully that'll translate into more wins on the field.
And Andrew Luck, you've been friends with him for a long time. How often do you keep in touch with him in the offseason?
Oh, I avoid him like the plague.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, obviously he and I stay in close contact. You know, we do workouts together and stuff like that to just make sure that we're all on the same page throughout the off season, and then can kind of hit the ground running in the season.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate you being here. Again, that's Colts tight end Kobe Fleener here on Colts Up Close. When we come back, we'll talk to Coach Pagano. Go down to the owners' meetings in Orlando this week as he joked about the Colts having all those weapons on offense on the field for next season. Stay with us. We're back in a minute here on Colts Up Close.
From the Huntington Bank Studio, this is Colts Up Close.
You know, just like everything else in the NFL calendar, the NFL owners' meetings generates a lot of news. The meetings have concluded down in Orlando, and Coach Pagano met with the media to discuss a variety of Colts topics. As far as needs go, some say the Colts are still in search of a safety and help in the interior of the offensive line. However, Coach Pagano thinks that if the season started today, he's confident with the offensive lineman he has on the roster now.
You know, you get Donald back, if he's 100% healthy, Hugh Thornton, you know, going into year two, rookie campaign under his belt is going to be that much better. You know, you sign Lance Lewis, who's a proven player in this league and played at a high level. If he's healthy coming in, you know, you got two tackles that played well and played consistent. They'd be the first ones to tell you, can they play better? Sure, they're going to play better. You know, Gaza's second year in the program and so forth. So the center position, you know, signing Costa is a great pickup for us. You know, he'll bring in, you know, he'll add to the competition there. Collett Holmes, you know, we took a year ago, fourth round pick, I believe. You know, it's going to be a great opportunity, you know, and we're going to have great competition there. So, you know, and then we got the draft to look to also.
Coach Pagano loves to use the term game wrecker. It's his phrase for guys who can make plays and change the outcome of a game. With receiver Akeem Nicks coming over to the Colts in free agency, there's a lot of guys on the offense that you can categorize as game changers.
What is there not to like about the guy? You know, he's a big guy. He's very, very athletic. Experienced guy, played a high level, won championships. He brings that, you know, with him. Big hands, huge catch radius, can make huge plays. Physical guy. You know, everybody's going to get up in your face now and play bump and run and make it really hard for you to get off the line of scrimmage. So it gives you a big physical presence. You know, when Reggie went down, we Derek Rogers is a big guy, but he hadn't played, you know, and was thrust to the forefront. So, you know, with Hakeem, you get another big physical receiver that, will do a great job versus press coverage and the teams that we're going to have to face it. You know, all of them are built to stop. You know, the big wideouts, and you know, you're going to face big corners, if you will. So he brings a lot to the table in that respect.
Another free agent that Colts fans are excited about is Art Jones. The versatile defensive lineman comes over from the Baltimore Ravens. Pagano was Baltimore's defensive coordinator and is very familiar with Jones' ability. So where does Pagano see Jones in the Colts 3-4 defense?
I'm not going to, pigeonhole him and say he's an inside guy or an outside guy. That's one of the things, that I've seen, him do on tape, since being with him in Baltimore and then watching him this past year, when we were looking to acquire him. He brings position flexibility to our front. He's played the nose, he's played the three, he can play the five. He can do a lot of things. He's a sub rusher on third down. He can give you inside push. He can beat guys one on one. He's got numbers, sack numbers for an inside guy. So, I've seen when he came in on his visit, when we were talking to him before we signed him, he's obviously really matured. As a young man, and he's a great person. He's a great teammate. He's a great player. Obviously, he knows our scheme. Terminology won't be an issue. The techniques that we utilize, all those things, it'll be a seamless transition for him.
The biggest takeaway from the owners' meetings in Orlando with Coach Pagano is that he's incredibly excited about next year's team. And what's not to like? This team's got one of the best young quarterbacks in the game, a ton of offensive weapons, and great additions on the defensive side of the ball. While we're on the topics of things to like, Colts cheerleader auditions got underway last weekend, and we'll recap rounds 1 and 2 with the ladies coming up next on Colts Up Close.
From the Huntington Bank Studio, this is Colts Up Close.
Hi, I'm Mike Newbold. Huntington Bank is proud to be the official bank of the Indianapolis Colts.
This past week, the Colts cheerleader auditions began, and over 115 ladies hoped to be a part of the 2014 squad. They've had 2 rounds of cuts, and our cameras were there to get all the action.
Got it. Thank you.
So today is our first round of 2014 Colts cheerleader auditions. So it's just an open call for ladies in the Indianapolis area that want to be a part of the squad and learn some choreography and compete to be part of the squad.
Today in the first round, we're looking primarily at confidence, physical fitness, making sure the girls come in looking the part and feeling the part. Skill-wise in the choreography, we're providing them an opportunity to show us double pirouettes and their flexibility with a kick, and also their precision. Do they understand placement and timing?
The audition process is a little extensive. What we do is we do a prelims first round. They just come in, they do a routine similar to what we do on game day, see if they can perform, see if they've got the technique, and then from there, we make a cut today at about 50 finalists. And those 50 finalists will go through a series of workshops where you just really get to know them. And then we pick 26 members on the squad at a final showcase that's open to the public.
Are you nervous at all for today?
I am a little bit nervous. It's always nerve-wracking coming in because being a vet, you know that what you're going to miss, and you know how amazing the team is, the organization, and being a part of something so strong. And so I know that I just need to go out there and give it my all and dance big.
I think I'm more excited than nervous, but I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of nerves there too, but more excited than anything. I just have a really big passion for dancing and performing. I love the Colts. I've grown up in Indianapolis my whole life.
Whenever you audition for something, there's always, you go back and you say, I could have done this better. But overall, I think I had a great experience and I gave it my all.
What made you want to audition for the Colts cheerleaders?
I've known about the Colts cheerleaders for a while, but I've been in college and I did my dance team at Purdue, the Gold Duster dance team. But really, it's been my friends who have been on the team. They talk so well about the program and how much fun they've had and the experiences and the opportunities. And that's what really inspired me to try out.
I'm going to list off, you've got 48 finalists, and I'll list off the numbers. Okay, here we go. Going into finals, number 31, 105, 121, 26, 92.
I am so excited. I just found out November that there were auditions, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And I worked so hard in the gym and on my dance technique, so I'm just honored to be here.
So not just honored, but relieved too, right?
Very relieved, yes.
We pick 26 members on the squad at a final showcase that's open to the public. It's Thursday, April 3rd. It starts at 6:30. Doors will open at 5:30. It's at the Hilbert Circle Theater. And then you can buy tickets on colts.com/auditions. There's a link to the Hilbert Theater site.
So there you go. There's 48 cheerleader hopefuls still remaining for the final audition showcase. Tickets are still available. Check it out at Colts.com/auditions if you'd like to attend. That'll do it for another edition of Colts Up Close. My thanks to Kobe Fleener and Jim Sorge for stopping by and discussing some Colts football with us. If you've missed any part of tonight's fantastic show or you want to rewatch any of the program, log on to Colts.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next weekend right here on Colts Up Close.